Hey, it's Chris Jones with the Jones Zone, and this episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Jones Zone at Keller Williams Realty. That's right, we sponsor our own podcast. So if you know of anybody looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Rock Hill, Fort Mill area, have them connect with us on their favorite platform. Enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate, and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
Count me down.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast. What's up, Brian?
Chilling, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. The weather's taking a change.
Taking a change.
That you can do that. Obama did it. He took a change. Took a chance.
Took a chance on change, man.
There you go. Hey, how are you doing with the new time change? Speaking of changes,
I'm adapted, baby.
People are killing me with this 1 hour. Like, I don't understand.
I used to love this whole time change, Keith. And Keith Falkenberry is our guest, but we'll get into him in a second. But before we do, I want to talk about the time change. I used to love it, getting the extra hour of sleep. But when you have two kids under the age of four, it's the worst, because now they get up at the same time, but it's 6 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock. So it's not good, right? It's not.
I totally agree. I have a 1 year old in the house, and he decides to wake up around 5 a.m. that day. You know, I'm trying to step later, right, to kind of adjust, and it doesn't matter. It's just whenever you have kids. Just you're on their
terms.
You know,
my children aren't allowed to wake up till 7:30 on the weekend. I forgot to set Ethan's clock to the normal time.
And that leaves me okay. So
he was like, "It's 7:30." I was like, "No, it's 6:30." So now we're yelling across the hall. Go back to bed. He's like, "My clock says 7:30."
You can control their sleep.
They're not allowed to get out of bed.
I need you to come to my house and learn that rule.
They cannot get out of bed until 7:30 on the weekends.
How did you manage that?
I don't know. It's like Pavlov's dogs or something.
You just trained them to
Don't even think about it.
Don't even.
All right, man. Let's get into it. We got Keith Falkenberry here.
Yes, Johnny Fresh,
owner and founder of Lakeside Barbers,
Barbers.
So Lakeside Barbers is an award-winning barbershop in Lake Wylie. They're traditional barbers that give premium haircuts at affordable prices. Keith and his staff at Lakeside, they combine that old-school barbershop feel with current, up-to-date trends and haircuts. Keith,
yes.
Welcome to the Jones Zone.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, brother. I thank you guys for having me out. First of all, I really do want to take time to say thank you. You guys have been, a huge part of our success. You've been totally supportive for everything that we do. And we're thankful for that. You know, it's like, it takes a village, right? And on all levels. And so I appreciate you guys for having me in here today on behalf of everybody at Lakeside Barbers.
It's our pleasure, man.
What we do is our why.
So that was a quick, brief introduction. But if you don't mind, just take a few minutes and share some of your personal story and then some of your professional background, and then what inspired you to open up Lakeside and get into the barbershop game?
So, you know, it's a fun story. I was about 12 years old, and I actually was at a friend of mine's house, and my dad called, and he said, "Get your butt out of the pool. We're going to the barbershop," you know? And so I said, "Hey, man, I'm going to shave my head," you know? And I had this head full of red, curly
I see his facial hair. I can't picture him with
like carrot top bad. It was not good. But so I said, "Hey, man, you guys, you know, I'm going to shave my head." They bet me $20 that I wouldn't. You know, simple bet.
Your family did?
Just my buddies. Chris Stewart, I'll give him a shout out. Lance Black, Bill Cowell, and those guys. So I went to the barbershop and actually shaved my head. And took the $20 that I earned and went and bought a pair of clippers. So with that pair of clippers, I then turned, shaved their heads. And Chris's mom to this day, she actually still gives me a hard time about the fact that was picture week at school.
Right? Oh, yes. Snap.
Yeah, so she's the mom that has the pictures on the wall. There's one with him with a buzz, buzz cut. So, you know, it kind of just stuck with me from there, man. You know, I'm a third generation barber. My great grandfather was a barber. My grandmother, she actually owned a shop herself in the Gaston Mall over in Gastonia. a place called Macy's. And it's just, it's kind of been embedded in me, I guess, since a kid, you know? So, go ahead, what's up?
I would love to have been a customer of a barbershop like in the 20s and 30s.
Yes. Yes. It's different. You can't find that now. Yeah. I mean...
No, there's a picture of Albert Anastasia, who was the boss of Murder, Inc.
I'm with you.
And he was found... Or he was actually assassinated in his barber's chair with the cigar. I think it was Albert Anastasia. Anyways, I'm sorry.
With the straight razor shave?
No. He was shot. And he was... No, that's not Albert Anastasia. That's somebody else. I'm really speaking at a turn right now.
You interrupted Keith.
I'm sorry. This is not me.
No, I'm sorry. But now it's going to bother me. Hold on.
No, all right, so you're third generation.
Yeah, and so, you know, I went to the Roffler School in Charlotte, the Hairstyling Institute over there. And Roffler, back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, it was a household name. We can drop American Crew's name, and I feel like most men and women both have heard of that. Roffler was as big as that company is. And Roffler himself invented the razor cut. So, like, if you go in, you get, like, a razor haircut. If you have wavy hair, the razor cut would texturize it and smooth it all out. So I was taught by a gentleman who was third generation from Roffler himself. So, and a lot of the barbers, like real barbers from this area, Gaston County, Mecklenburg, York County, we all attended the same school over in Charlotte there off of King's Drive. And so... you know, we were taught by real barbers. I'm not taking anything away from any other profession. There's definitely lots of hair to be cut. There are places for, you know, room for sports clips and those, you know, the franchise places. I'm not taking anything away from what they're doing. I think that what we embody, though, at Lakeside Barbers and what we really try to drive home is the personal side of being a barber. When you come into Lakeside Barbers, you will see the same faces that are in there time and time again. And we get to know our guests. They become our friends. It's actually my life. It's what I do. And so with that being said, you know, you couple that with a traditional style haircut, a barber shop haircut, with the straight razor, the hot lather. We shave necks, we do straight razor shaves on the face. And it's a good environment, you know. It's a good environment. It's also an environment that is headed south, unfortunately. Over the past 20 years, you see a decline of Main Street. And I think we can all agree with the things that have changed over the last, probably 20 years. Unfortunately, we've seen Main Street kind of, you know, fall to the wayside.
It's over for the little guy.
Well, that's what they want, you know? And I mean, so what's on Main Street? You think about what's on Main Street, like the five and dime stores, right? You have your copy guy. And on every Main Street, in every picture ever painted, there's a barbershop there. And, you know, so Lakeside Barbers wants to be that. That's what we want to be for the gentlemen and for the children and even for ladies that come in and get their hair cut. We want to offer that personal touch and relationship that is real barbering.
Yeah. You guys have an awesome environment. If you've never been there, it's, you know, you got a couple leather couches, you got the red, white, and blue twirly. What are those things called?
That's the barber pole, man.
Is that the barber pole? Yeah. Is that simple?
Do they teach you that in barber? Like, is that in the curriculum? Like,
it is.
Why does it twirl?
Well, so the thing is that the history of barbering goes back thousands of years, and without getting too boring here, the word barber, it derives from the word Barbara, which, if you've ever bought Barbara saw from the store, right? The word barber comes from Barbara, which means beard, right? Back in the day, barbers were actually bloodletters. They were surgeons and even dentists. You would go to get your teeth pulled and things like that.
Could you imagine getting your teeth pulled back in the day?
Oh, I know. You got to be awake for it.
They would find a rock and just kind of like smash you in the mouth and then pull up the loose tooth. Is that what they did?
Like, real talk, I was at the dentist this morning with my kids, right? And I'd still get that cringy feeling walking in there.
Me too.
No, but the barber pole, the colors that are on the barber barber pole, they all mean something. The red, the white, and the blue, each color does stand for something. If you look at the blue portion of it, it's for the veins, actually, right? They're in our body. And a lot of insurance companies, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, that signifies kind of like the doctor's side of things, if you will. And then the white actually stands for the cleansing, like the cleansing or sanitation and being clean. And then the red actually is for the blood or whatever, for bloodletting too. So it goes.
That's crazy, man.
That's awesome. I never knew that. I would have never guessed that.
It's unique, man. And I think that you know, guys look for that barber pole, right? Like, yeah. I don't know how many times I've had guys come in the shop and say, "Hey, man, I was just riding down 49, just moved to the area, saw the barber pole, and that's how I knew how to stop here."
Yeah, but I mean, between that, like the leather couches, you guys got a foosball table. They give
kids
out drinks to the, you know, the kids and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm undefeated on that foosball table, by the way. No, you actually beat me.
I beat you so bad. You started throwing a fit.
Well,
right,
Chris does the whole, like, Chris does the spins.
No,
yes, you do. You spin. You're so unaware.
Not if we say don't spin, then I don't spin.
So the kids come in, and, you know, hey, so many times kids go in places and, you know, I have children. I have four boys, and so I can definitely tell you about having to tell the children, sit down, be quiet, be still.
Yeah.
So we're not that. We're the opposite of that. We know that you're going to come in and you may have to wait a few minutes to get a haircut. We do take appointments or walk-ins. But if a dad comes in with three kids and they all want haircuts, we want to offer them an out, right? Like, go play foosball. That's what it's there for. Mm-hmm. Be loud, jump around, have fun. And I want it to be a fun experience. I don't want kids to come in and feel like, you know, I'm scared to death.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So, you know.
Well, let's rewind just a little bit, because Lakeside Barbers isn't that old, right? It's just,
you know,
when did you guys start that?
We've been there 2.5 years. We opened the last week of June, right? Technically, we were actually opened on the 4th of July 2 years ago.
Okay.
We actually, that day, our shop is located down by the Buster Boyd Bridge right there. Little plug there if you're down by the former Knot Hole or if you know where the Hunt Fish Paddle or the Market on Wiley is or Brooklyn's Boxing Gym, Lakeside Barbers is tucked right there with that. And so, you know, everyone was down watching the fireworks, right? So here we are just handing out cards, trying to build the brand a little bit. And, you know, 2.5 years later, I can say, you know, we have myself and five other people there, you know. And we're blessed and fortunate to be busy, and we're growing, and we're thankful for everything we have. We really are.
So, between getting your first pair of clippers at age 12 and opening up Lakeside Barbers 2.5 years ago, I mean, what was that like? I mean, I know you went to barber school and everything, but
yes.
Was that the day you graduated high school? You off to barber school? Or
no, what? I actually, here comes a funny story. I actually went to college, right? And, you know, my grandparents were always telling me to, hey, you should go to barber school. And I thought, I don't want to cut hair, get hair all over me. That's not me. But I went to college and cut hair there and, you know, for money to do other things. And so anyway, I ended up coming back home. And that's been, let's see, I'm 39 now. I went to barber school at 22. So I've cut hair for 17 years now. So,
what gave you the courage to open up your own shop? Have you always had your own shop, or did you work somewhere else? And then what gave you that courage to, man, say, dude, I'm going for it?
I just, I was, you know, I did own a shop one time, and it was nice. It was in a nice area of Pineville over there. It's called Red's Barber Shop, and I still have clients that come to me that were from there. But I took a job in Lake Wylie, and I loved it at the place where I was at, and you know, situations happen, and it was a situation to where I was asked to change my pay, how I was compensated, and it just didn't fit my lifestyle at the time, so I had to make a move, right? So sometimes, you know, that little nudge, right? So I went on a whim, and I just prayed about it and just knew that it was the right time, and God put me in that place for a reason, and I borrowed from everyone that I could, you know, to get the doors open. Adam Fillmore at Huntfish Paddle, I walked into his shop and I said, "Hey man, I'd love to cut hair and just, can you help me in any way?" And he was actually going to give me the back of his bait shop, which is like, you know, back in the back where he actually builds fishing rods at. At the same time, I'd found a little building down in Clover, and the rent was like super, super cheap, right? So I thought, you know, well, I like the location, I like the rent, but I told Adam that I would, you know, get back to him. I gave him my word, which is, you know, amongst men and people, you give someone your word, you honor it. I called the state.
Word is bond, yo.
Word is bond, yeah.
Word is bond.
But I called the state to ask them, you know, could I possibly, you know, open a shop in Adam's location there, and they told me that I had to have my own address. So I went to see Adam just because I told him I would, and I said, "Hey man, there's no way this is going to work. Plus I found another location. So, you know, just wanted to come and tell you thank you for the opportunity." And he kind of cut me. He's like, whoa, what do you mean? And I said, "Well, I can't have, you know, the back of your space because I need, you know, my own entrance and my own address." And he said, "Brother, we will build a wall right down the middle right here." He said, "I have two front doors. It's legally two addresses legally. And you could have this portion over here, and that would be your shop." And, you know, boom, there we are.
Wow.
Signed it on the line.
Yeah.
I worked out the details. And it's just, you know, day one, I had customers that would come and they would sit on a 5-gallon bucket. I had a 5-gallon bucket and a cheap little plastic chair like you have out on your front porch, and a mirror leaned against the wall. And those were the first haircuts. Between that and me cutting hair in people's kitchens and garages and everything else, just trying to keep the power on at home, right? And keeping the wife happy. That's where it started. And to believe, you know, to look back now, man, you know, like, what a great situation we have there. And moving forward, Lakeside Barbers is actually about to branch out and do some other things. We're reaching out in the community. We love sponsoring all of the youth sports. And I don't know who all this will reach.
This is global,
man. The millions and millions of fans. Just Google us, Lakeside Barbers in Lake Wylie, and we're always open to any type of charity function, anything that we can do to put our hands out in the community. We're cheerful givers. That's just who we are. So please, whether you know me personally or you know anyone in the shop that works there, we don't mind. I mean, I think networking is what it is, right? So just always know that you can count on Lakeside Barbers to do whatever we can do to help out in anywhere possible.
So I want to hear more about the infancy stage. Like, I mean, you got people sitting in paint buckets and chairs. I mean, like, that's what the perfect entrepreneurial story starts off with. You know, it's like, man, I'm just going to make it happen however I can. Have faith and keep building it. Like, what did you do?
It's literally a Drake song. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah. I think that's probably
that should be your theme.
It was the theme, and then now it's congratulations. So
No,
we're thankful. But listen, I'll give you the breakdown of the first probably 3 weeks of infancy. Right. So I'm having people come in, and we're painting the walls, and we're trying to get the plumbing established, and a lot of that work. You know, if you've ever done construction, built a home or anything like that, it's a lot, right? But Adam still had these tables, right? Like you would use for a picnic or whatever. But he had these wooden boxes on top of them with thousands of packs of Zoom baits and all of these baits. And there was like a dollar table, you know? There was still, he sells kayaks and all of that in his shop. And he still had kayaks in the barbershop after the wall was built. There were still kayaks and things. And trust and believe, man, I love the dude like a brother. And I definitely wasn't going to say anything like, "Hey man, can you get your crap out of here?" You know, because I was just thankful to be there. You know, so we just worked around that. People would come in, we'd be like, "Never mind the kayaks; they're kind of part of the ambiance right now. It's part of what's going on." So,
I remember those on the wall.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, it was a trip. It was a lot of fun. But we actually had a customer. He called, and he's one of Patricia Gittin's customers, and he needed a haircut. And she told him where we were. And he said, hey, man, I've got this foosball table, you know. I think you guys might be interested in it. And I thought it was like the light went off. I said, yeah, heck yeah, we'll take it. So I went and had borrowed a trailer to go pick it up. It was like buried in a barn, you know. We pulled it out and threw it in the shop. And, you know, it was an instant hit with the kids. And, you know, so the foosball table's going nowhere, you know. It's just part of the shop. But over time, over the last 2 years, man, we've really added on little by little, you know. You're talking about the entrepreneur side of things, you know. Listen, I didn't have a big hunk of capital laying in the bank, you know. I really seriously reached out to folks and networked and just said, hey, man, just if you know me and you believe in my dream, you know my work ethic, you know that we're going to do the best possible job we can. And had a wonderful experience to have the gentleman that I was actually renting my townhome from, he believed in me, man. He was like, I got your back, dude. What do you need? So he did that for me, and we were able to get the sinks and chairs in, and slowly but surely it's taking place. We actually just did another upfit where we added four sinks and four stations. And actually brought on one student. I just obtained my barber instructor license, and so we have a student there and looking to add another student here in a couple of weeks. Chaz should be coming on. And the shop's doing great, man.
So where's this shop going to be? What's it called? What's the location?
Well, this is, like I said, this is just Lakeside Barbers right now. We're at 4070 Charlotte Highway in Lake Wylie. Technically, it's Clover, but it's in Lake Wylie right there beside the, if you know where the QT is at, we're about maybe 400 yards before you get to QT if you're coming from Lake Wylie headed to Charlotte there. To hit on the point that you're talking about, we're just lucky, you know. We're blessed, we're thankful. So I'm looking to do the next big thing here. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time I've actually really talked about this publicly. But we're in the process of signing the agreement on a 7,000 square foot building there on Celanese beside the Army National Guard Center, and I'm opening a 40 chair barber school. It's called Freedom Barber College. It's gonna be phenomenal, man. I want to pass on my passion because, like we were talking about earlier, the art of barbering has declined. So this is something that's really, this is my heart talking right here. If you're looking to find a new career, or if you're looking to do something to where you'll have your own freedoms, and you want to have your own schedule, you're a sociable person, and you want to make people feel better, maybe barbering is for you. And that's why I'm here, because barbering is it's a golden opportunity to make a phenomenal salary and have the freedoms to do what you need to do to spend time with family and whatnot. So we're looking to launch April 1st. We actually are signing the lease right now. The contractors have been out. We have our quotes together, and we're looking to launch. Man, I'm excited about Freedom Barber College coming up.
Dude, that's amazing. That's awesome. Yeah. I love how you're giving back, and you want to see the art of barbering continue, man. Yes, that's great.
That's definitely like an amazing come up, as they say, in the last 3 years. Ooh, man. That's amazing. Did you have any doubters along the way? I mean, I know you got a wife, you got kids,
I got
siblings, you have moms and dads. I mean,
I'm just thankful, man. I don't know that I guess when it's purposed in your heart, man, you know, you just do it. Yeah. You know, one thing that I've done is I've always been that guy that's like, you know, when I get mad about something, then I'm gonna do it. You know what I mean? Like I am very driven, and so for me, when I look at guys that do speeches, like Denzel Washington has a phenomenal speech that he gave at a college ceremony about, you know, when you're beat down and the world's telling you no, get up, get on your feet, brush it off, and keep going, and know that if you don't quit, then you can't fail.
Yeah.
And that's how I live. That's how it is. That's Freedom Barbers in a nutshell. That's Lakeside Barbers in a nutshell. We will not settle for anything less than the best, and we want to give out a quality product and do whatever it takes to get there. you know?
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
I know that. That's,
just to clarify, I wasn't saying your kids doubted you. I was just saying you got people believing in you, and you got, like, that's a lot of pressure.
It's rough when you have a young family, you got a wife, you got some kids, and here you are, the income is... You know, it fluctuates.
Yes.
You know, you have good times, you have bad times, mm-hmm. and especially when you're starting out, there it just seems like you have more bad times than good times financially.
Yes,
so
that's true.
It does. It takes a village. Going back, like you stated earlier, mm-hmm. I mean, it's all teamwork. You have to have that support, that love, communication's key. You know, it's not easy, man.
And here's the thing, man. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what people say, as long as you know in your heart that you're doing the right thing. Hard work pays off every single time on any level. If you work hard and it's in your heart, then you're going to be successful. And that's for any one of the people that's in the Jones Zone group, you know, that's out there. I'm fortunate enough to have met some of these guys because of our networking circle, right? But I would just challenge each and every one of you to take a moment and really say to yourself, you know, I'm worthy of this, and this is why we get up and lace our shoes up and our boots up every day, and do it with the expectancy of success. And when people from other aspects have, you know, negative thoughts or things to say, they're entitled to that. You know, not everyone agrees that Michael Jordan's the greatest basketball player of all time, man. But he is. You know what?
And why'd you bring Michael Jordan onto the Jones Zone podcast?
Well, this is why, because Michael Jordan was cut from his basketball team, right?
Okay, there's a purpose behind
it. Okay, yeah, so that was the point there. He was cut, so there were people that said that he wasn't going to be successful at what he did. And so I kind of look at that and say, hey, you know, why not me?
Yeah.
Why not me, you know?
Yeah.
How do people get involved with this school that you're going to start running? I mean, is it too early to say? Or
it's not. Well, no. No. We're definitely we're at the infant stage, like we were with Lakeside Barbers. But Freedom Barber College is open to talking to anyone from this point moving forward. This is our first launch. This is the first time we went public about the school. But you can definitely, here's a plug, you know, like Lakeside Barbers Facebook page. You can check us out there. Again, my name's Keith Falkenberry. You can search me out. And give me a shout, shoot me a message, whatever you want to do. I can give you the basics and give you the cost and everything. It's financeable, so it's not like it's gonna, you know, break your back at first. But the payoff's worth it, man. And we're, like I said, our opening launch date will be April 1st. We will have an opportunity for people to go ahead and sign up if they'd like. And it's no obligation on that. It's just basically the gathering of information, saying, hey, you want to do this? But we're not going to hold anybody's hand to the fire or whatever. But, let me know.
How long is the curriculum? Is it like a weekly thing, or is this every night? Or?
It'll be Tuesday through Saturday, and they have the option to come part-time or full-time, okay. Whatever they prefer. You know, your initial down payment... which we wouldn't get until the doors open, but the initial down payment would be for your tools, you know, clippers and things like that, and that gets you started, you know. And then we have an awesome team that's going to be on board there that'll help people from day one all the way to their graduation date. And one day I want to look back and myself, and I want to listen to this podcast and go, ah, man, remember that, Brian? Remember that, Chris?
Yeah.
Because I want to leave a mark on this business. It's not just a job. It's a passion of mine.
You can tell it's coming off.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I hope so. If you, the very first thing I think I said was I'm a Roffler barber, right? And a lot of the best barbers around are. That we were trained by someone who was a third generation Roffler guy who invented the razor cut. I want to be the next Roffler. You know, that's what we're trying to be here. I want to leave a footprint on this industry.
You want to leave a legacy.
Well, yeah. I do. I want people to know that, you know, hey, we're here, you know, and we're not going anywhere. And also, I mean, on the heart side of things, it's an opportunity for me to offer a school for folks to come in and earn a career, earn an education where they can provide for their children. And who knows? Own their own barber school one day themselves, you know?
So we got some questions coming in through Facebook.
Yes.
Amberly.
Right.
Wants you to explain the meaning behind Freedom Barber College, the name.
Man, that's a, it's actually, again, this is all a, it's a heart thing, man. It's a passion of mine. My pastor at church, he was like a mentor to me. I lost my father at a younger age, but this gentleman by the name of Barry Sullivan was like a dad to me and a lot of people. And he came into my shop when we first opened. I was like, "Hey, man, let's just kind of pray over this thing, right? And let's get some good vibes in here." And we did. And he told me on several occasions that I get to be a barber in God's army, right? So that's pretty cool. And the name of my church is Freedom Church in Gastonia.
Oh, okay.
So the meaning of freedom to me is spiritual thing for me, right? And it's the name of my church. And but I think that if you know me, I love the military. My oldest son Alex is going to join the military, and he's leaving in January. But freedom is something that we all want. Everyone wants freedom, right? Like that's what we long to have, is freedom. And you know, through my relationship with Jesus Christ, that's where I find my freedom at. And being established as a business owner, having someone speak that into my life and it just kind of manifest, that means a lot. I mean, it's kind of like the icing on the cake, you will. So Freedom Barber College comes from the heart. That's where it comes from. I couldn't name it any other thing. So when you come to my school, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get something that's real. You can almost touch it, you know. And while it is a career, yes, it is. And you will get a top-notch career coming out of Freedom. I will do everything in my power to make sure that the graduates of this school are gainfully employed and they're having fun and they're doing what they can do. But that I also want to teach them the freedom that you can have in your heart by doing something that you love, even if something as simple as barbering or having a podcast. I love that, you know.
So there's another question going back to the school. Is this something where no experience is necessary type of deal? You train them from...
From day one, no experience is necessary. When you say the word student, I think everyone kind of gravitates to a 18-year-old, right? Well, you know, I have a student in the shop now. He's, I think Will's 30. While in barber school, I saw people that were 40 and 50 and 18, but there's no experience necessary. Only thing that we ask for is, you know, someone that's motivated to want to become a barber, you know, and have a willingness to learn. And we start off with the very basics, which is the history of barbering. We teach that, and then the curriculum goes into shampooing, and then you graduate on up, right? And then you kind of work yourself up to where you're doing mannequin work. You ever seen the little mannequin heads?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
You start cool. There, you do that. And you know, the misconception that barbering is all about fades and flat tops, that's wrong, man, because we actually teach coloring, we teach perms, we teach anything.
Give
and
Chris
everything.
A perm. His hair's long enough, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he's probably about due, but
he's about due for a haircut.
He's about due.
He's about due for a haircut.
So you guys, I know you do a lot in the community, man. What do you guys have coming up?
Let's see. Well, again, that's I just want to also say if anyone ever has anything that they're doing in the community, in this network or whatever, please contact me. I'd love to get involved with that. And my number is 803-656-5100. That's the shop number. You can contact me there. I practically live there. But no, this Saturday we're actually having a fundraiser for Lynn Freeman. And my best friend, and I hate to even call him a best friend because he was more like a brother to me. We actually lost him 5 years ago today. He passed away 5 years ago today. So, and we actually buried him on Veterans Day, and this Saturday is Veterans Day, so we're actually gonna have a fundraiser for his wife, who is battling breast cancer right now. And we'll have raffles. We have gift cards from T-Bones, from Sweetwater, from Scotty's boutique that she has. I think it's Forever 35. Free haircuts, free product, all of this stuff. The raffle tickets are $1. It'll be this Saturday at the barbershop. There'll be live music from 10 till 2. Hey, come out. Whether you get a haircut or not, come out. Buy a hot dog, buy, you know, a burger, or buy a raffle ticket, man. The money is all going to go to support Lynn, who deserves a nice little break right now. She's going through some things. Sure. I guess we're out of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but I think ultimately that's a great month to have that. But we all need to be aware of that stay checked up. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
The big C word. I think everyone can relate to that to someone in their family.
Yeah.
Lynn herself is one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. She's a career restaurant manager, bartender, waitress, but all in all, she's really one of the sweetest people that you'll ever meet. And she's probably done 100 of these things before, you know. She's always given of herself, and so now it's time for her to take this blessing that we're going to give her Saturday. I'm glad that we're able to be here for her and moving forward in the future as well. So we have that coming up. Also now through Saturday, which I know it's late in the week, it's Wednesday, we're also doing $15 haircuts for our veterans, anyone that served in the military, past or present, for them and their children. You can come in and get a discount on your haircut for that, which actually gives me one moment. I do want to say that I know that it's Veterans Day this Saturday. I would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone who has signed on the line and laced those boots up. And God bless you all for what you've done for our freedom so we can sit here and have podcasts like this.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
No doubt.
That includes you, Brian. Thanks.
That does include Brian. It is, you know. Thank you, brother.
Great. So no problem, guys.
All right, let's have some fun, man.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, you're a diehard Tar Heels fan.
Yes.
Diehard hip hop music fan.
Love it all, man. I love all music. Yeah.
Who's your favorite Tar Heel of all time? Don't say Jordan.
Nah, you're saying the favorite. Not the best. The favorite.
Your favorite Tar Heel of all time.
Well, that's tough, man.
It is tough, man. This is the hot seat right here.
Well, you know,
it's the hot seat.
Well, listen, I'm a Gastonia guy, so I got
Chris Lang. James Worthy.
James Worthy went to school with my father at Ashbrook High School. They actually, his nickname was Igor. A lot of people don't know that, but James, that's what they called him in school, man. His name was Igor. So I would have to go with Worthy. If you think about it, the guy threw the ball to him right there. What was that, 82? Just threw him the ball right there, and Worthy was there. And I've had the opportunity to meet him, and what a class act. Hall of Famer, right? I mean, he balled out in L.A.
I'd have to see the video, but I imagine Worthy was way out of position on that. He was behind the play,
sort
right?
Of,
the guy just turned. He was like, here you go.
Well,
and he took off, man.
And you know what? The banner's hanging right now, so we earned that one.
Ask me mine.
No. I was going to ask you, so who is your favorite Tar Heel of all
Chris,
time?
Do you know? You know. You should know.
I definitely know.
Who is it?
Kenny Anderson.
No. Tell the world.
Tyler Hansbrough.
Tyler Hansbrough.
Is my favorite.
Brian is all
is
about
it the
some Tyler
Is it the bloody
Hansbrough.
Nose,
it's
Tyler
the bloody
Hansbrough?
Nose, that's the tenacity, it's the passion, it's the hard work. It's
fixing
the,
his trunks
it's the fixing
at the free
his
throw
underwear
line.
After every single free throw.
I get it, man.
It's like, nobody.
Quit wearing boxers.
There will never, in college basketball, be
well,
another
Well, now if
Tyler
you're that
Hansbrough.
Good, you don't stick around
exactly.
for 4 years.
But hey, you know, Tyler Hansbrough.
And I used to love
guy.
To hate. Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Which Tar Heel had the best head of hair of all time?
Dante Calabria. Oh, sorry.
Why you gotta... I love Dante's hair. Why you got... You know
well,
where I was
no,
going
I mean, listen, you gotta go back, man, and think about it. You gotta respect the froze back in the day, too, you know? I mean, the big Gumby cuts. I think Kenny Smith had the big box cut back in the day.
Yeah.
So through the years, man, I don't know. I'm in hair, so I respect it all, right?
Speaking of, you know where I'm going. Good hair. If we had this is the national championship right here, the head of hairs. Chris versus Brian in a head of hair.
You
contest.
Just got a haircut. Of course you're gonna win. You're all fresh and clean, man. I need a cut.
Well, I mean, you know, we know a guy, you know?
We know a guy who needs does that for a living.
I just haven't seen you in a while, man.
I know, man. It's just the only problem is just...
Here we go.
It's a two-hour trip, you know?
That's it? Yeah. Just 2 hours?
I gotta carve out a huge chunk.
I know a guy. I have a client that comes from Houston, man. He's stationed out. You know, maybe he's a pilot and he flies up, but he comes.
Hey, does he give out free flights? Anyway, we'll talk off air on that.
Hey, listen, one more thing on the Tario thing. My wife, Lisa, who I love with all my heart, I always tell her.
She's such a sweet lady.
She's a cool chick, man. And her dad's name is Dean Smith. And I always tell her.
Get out of here.
I promise, man. I can't make this stuff up. I always tell her. The only reason she got the ring is that way I can tell people I married Dean Smith's daughter.
Married Dean Smith.
And I did marry Dean Smith's daughter.
That's awesome.
Awesome, man. All right, man. Well, Keith, take the last minute. Just wrap us up. Take us home.
Yeah,
remind
man.
Everybody who you are, what you guys do, where you're located, how they can get in touch with you, all that cool stuff.
Yeah, man. So again, my name's Keith Walker, man. I'm thankful to be on the Jones Zone, right? These guys are awesome. So I'm not going to take the last minute
ours.
About me. I'm just going to talk about you guys just for 1 second. Thank you guys for what you're doing for the community. Thank
it's
you
a pleasure,
for reaching
man.
Out and giving guys and girls opportunities to come in and network our businesses and things like that. I think I speak on behalf of everyone that's probably watching or been in this chair when we say thank you, man. We do appreciate it. You can find us at lakesidebarbers.com.
.net.
.net, guys. .com. Yeah, .net. .com is $10,000. I said, we'll go
.net.
Guy down in Atlanta. But anyway, lakesidebarbers.net or just check us out on Facebook, man. And come and get a really good relaxing haircut from some old school barbers that... you know, have a good time, and we enjoy it. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Check out all the before and after photos, man. They do a great job. You guys, you
follow
guys,
them on Instagram
as
well, Lakeside Barbers.
Lakeside Barbers on Instagram, Lakeside Barbers on Twitter, which I'm learning now.
Yeah.
And, you know, check out our Google reviews, man. We love that. So.
Well, Keith Falkenberry, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, it's an honor, brother. Guys, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone Podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.